This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday stressed his country will continue its military operations in Gaza until it defeats Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has the details.
Netanyahu, who was interviewed Sunday on CNN, was asked to comment on U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's recent remarks that too many Palestinians have been killed in Gaza.
The blame should be placed squarely on Hamas because it prevents them from leaving the war zone, sometimes at gunpoint. It fired on the safe zone and the safe corridor that we enacted.
The prime minister added that when the war is over, the overall military responsibility of Gaza will remain in the hands of Israel, but that it's too early to determine who will govern it. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Tens of thousands of people marched in Paris on Sunday to protest against anti-Semitism in the wake of Israel's ongoing war against Hamas in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Paris authorities have deployed 3,000 police troops along the route of the protests called by the leaders of the Senate and Parliament's lower house, the National Assembly, amid an alarming increase in anti-Jewish acts in France since the start of Israel's war against Hamas after its October 7th surprise attack on Israel. France has the largest Jewish population in Europe, and anti-Semitic acts today open old scars. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Pentagon and U.S. officials say the U.S. military conducted airstrikes on two locations in eastern Syria involving Iranian-backed groups. It marks the third time in about 2 weeks that the U.S. has retaliated against the militants. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says in a statement that the strikes targeted near Abu Qaman and Mayadeen were used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps as well as Iran-backed militias. This is VOA News. Somali authorities say floods caused by torrential rainfall have killed at least 31 people in various parts of the country. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Since October, floods have displaced nearly 500,000 people and disrupted the lives of over 1.2 million people and have caused extensive damage to civilian infrastructure, notably in southern Somalia, officials said Sunday. The capital, Mogadishu, has been ravaged by downpours that at times swept away vulnerable people, including children and the elderly. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs warned last week of a, quote, flood event of a magnitude statistically likely only once in 100 years with significant anticipated humanitarian impacts. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Activists protesting environmental abuses, poor working conditions, and the Israel-Hamas war are protesting a global trade summit. They were marching Sunday in downtown San Francisco. That's where this week's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Leaders Conference is taking place. Thousands of protesters are expected. The No to APEC coalition is made up of more than 100 grassroots organizations. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are among world leaders expected at the summit. Protesters will not be allowed into tightly controlled security zones, open only to attendees. Evacuations are underway in Iceland as civil defense authorities prepare for a possible volcanic eruption. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Iceland declared a state of emergency as fears grow for a major volcanic eruption in Grindavik. Authorities evacuated people from this fishing town of about 4,000 residents after increased seismic activity began heading south. An indication that a corridor of magma or semi-molten rock now extends beneath the town. In recent days, scientists recorded thousands of earthquakes in Iceland, with some that tore apart roads and a golf course in Grindavik, an ominous sign of a possible volcanic eruption soon. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
One of the more recognizable figures in the U.S. Capitol riot apparently wants to run for Congress. Online paperwork shows 35-year-old Jacob Chansley filed a candidate statement of interest Thursday, indicating he wants to run as a libertarian next year in Arizona's 8th congressional district race. Chansley was the spear-carrying rioter in a horned fur hat and face paint during the 2021 Capitol assault. He pleaded guilty to a felony charge of obstructing an official proceeding and served about 27 months in prison. The U.S. Constitution doesn't bar felons from holding federal office, but Arizona law prohibits felons from voting until they've completed their sentence and had their civil rights restored. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope.